From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Tuesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. We'll talk plenty about the Ole Miss coaching search. We will talk about Keith Carter's press conference yesterday. Keith still gaining some Q rating points as this thing is getting going. You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Looked at me a little weird over there. But anyway, we'll get started here in a second for this. Thanks to people jumping into the live stream as we're going a little early this morning. Podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. Ole Miss and Butler tonight in basketball. We kind of forgot there was a basketball season going on, but Ole Miss Butler tonight, 6 o'clock, the tip for that one between the Bulldogs and the Rebels. And remember, use your ticket as a coupon at the Oxford Crystal, 150 off a sack full. A steamer pack there with the Oxford Crystal. Again, coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. Get your quote. And the rest is up to you. You can shop it around or you can do what I would recommend, which is hop into a Clark Ford today. You will love the product. You'll love the service after the sale. All of those things. And Corey wants to be your car guy. He wants to be your truck guy.
He will prove. Walking out for 1 second. I'll tell you why when I get back. 1 second.
Okay. He will prove that to you once you make the phone call. 662-257-1900. I would comment in the live stream, but I haven't even pulled it up yet. It's been one of those mornings. No giant news yet that I'm aware of. Ole Miss has gotten its coaching search started. So far, it's quiet. I wrote this on rebelgrove.com a little while ago. Usually, quiet is a good sign from a coaching search standpoint. It means that it's under control, that there aren't leaks. When you get a bunch of leaks, a lot of times that means that the search is sloppy. If you get a lot of leaks, what happens in searches is coaches start pulling out. Their representation starts pulling them out. So that hasn't happened to this point. And instead, I think we're just getting started. I know there are rumors out there that Ole Miss has a deal done with somebody, that Ole Miss has an offer sheet in front of somebody. I'm going to be honest. I don't buy that. Chase, Mike, I don't. Not at this point. I think it's a little early for that. There might be a leader or two at this point, but I think it's super early. I think Keith Carter is going to do what Stark is doing at Missouri, what Juracek is doing at Arkansas, and that's make sure that you talk to enough people that you feel confident that you've got the right guy.
Is that what we're talking about, the search?
I don't know. You're the one running around like...
Well, I'll tell you what happened. So
I'm calm and collected. I got up at 4-something and got to work.
Hopefully my day turns around a little bit. Morning was fine. Woke up, slept all right, fine, good, okay. Whatever. Pulled up, always park in the same spot, typically within a few meters of one another. And you have no idea where this is going, do you?
No clue.
So getting out of my car, grab my bag, grab my keys, grab everything. My key fob, not my keychain, the key fob falls off my keychain, hits the side of my car, falls in the road, and goes down the drain.
That's not good.
It's not good at all. So I had to get brought my spare key fob to be able to move my car. So yes, not my keychain. It's still there. It's fine. All the other keys. But that picked that moment to somehow fall off the keychain and go down the drain.
It's not good.
Not perfect.
Not good.
I'm a little more annoyed by it than I probably should be at the moment. It's not that big of a deal. I have a spare. It'll be all right. But a little annoyed this morning.
You'll have to get another one.
Well, yeah. At some point. So anyway, so my morning's going. Otherwise, I'm fine.
I was doing a radio show. I took Carson. Carson does a thing.
So you didn't see me like down on the ground looking and whatever. I was on the phone with somebody. He's like, "Well, can you see it?" And I'm like, "No, I can't. I can't see it. It appears to be gone." So anyway, there's that. All right. let's see, you're talking about leaks and searches and things along those lines. And for the most part, all the searches around the country are being operated pretty well. There are not a ton of leaks in any of these things, from Arkansas to Missouri.
The fascinating one is Florida State.
I don't know what they're doing. Like I said, Gene Williams yesterday said on his board that they were preparing Doak for an announcement, and that meant they're painting the field and putting up a bunch of ribbons and crap like that.
I talked to Gene last night.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said that at one point they were doing that, but it appeared that had been
postponed. Okay,
for now. He thought that they were after Stoops and Franklin, couldn't get either one of them, and that now the attention was turned to Matt Campbell. I know there are people out there saying that Matt Campbell has turned the job down. I've talked to someone in the coaching industry who would know, who says that Matt Campbell has not turned the job down. That doesn't mean he's taken it, but it doesn't mean that he's turned it down either. It's also negotiating season. You don't just blindly turn jobs down. If you can leverage a job to get a better deal where you are now, you do that too. And I know fans don't like that, but ask Matt Luke about negotiations. Get what you can get when you can get it. Because these things don't last long.
I forgot my coffee in the car. I'll go get it later.
It's been a rough day.
I don't know what my deal is. I'm fine. Like, nothing's bad. Just, yeah, I don't know. That's the deal. I mean, we're watching all these other ones because, I mean, frankly, the pool's kind of similar for Florida State's realistic or fallbacks. They're the same. I mean, Florida State has a really high opinion of itself for a school that's won with two coaches over the course of its entire existence, Bobby Bowden and Jimbo Fisher. Frankly, they're not flush with cash.
Right.
From a Florida State standpoint. All this is very intriguing. Missouri has no idea what's going on. Like, I read Gabe's Nuggets this morning, or whatever he calls these things, and basically said, hey, here's a bunch of rumors.
They're chicks. Ours are chicks.
Ours are chicks.
Yeah, not Nuggets.
What are theirs?
I don't know, but what ours are Missouri's? Because we'll sell anything.
It's a chick.
I'm for sale.
So, yeah, as evidenced by the super chat, hit the button. I'm joking.
Did you hit it?
No, it's there. I mean, I'm not promoting it. It's just there. It's like the offering plate. It just kind of sits there. I'm not touching it. I'm not moving it. I'm not moving it around and throwing it in front of people. I'm just, apparently Crystal sells Nuggets now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so it can be the Nuggets.
That'll be fine.
I mean, if we covered like a school with like Bulldogs or something, we could be the Pups, but that's probably not the way to go. But anyway. What am I talking about? I don't even know this morning. I'm just rambling.
You're frazzled.
My point is, Gabe, he just put a bunch of rumors out. He found it really interesting last night that Will Healy has been following him on Twitter for a long time.
It is interesting.
He said that he followed Healy, and then he noticed Healy was following him, but Healy wasn't following a lot of people in other markets around the country. For some reason, just Gabe. So I don't know. That is something. Will Healy is the coach at Charlotte that turned Austin Peay around. Kind of known as a really young dynamo in the industry.
I got to tell you, I've talked to a lot of people yesterday. I like coach searches.
You really do. You get energized by these things.
I've always liked them. I think they're fun. They're kind of crazy. They're whirlwinds. They're full of rumors. Most of the rumors aren't true. You have to dig into the rumors because every so often a rumor will have some validity to it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I get energy from them. I don't know why. I like them. I've always liked them. I've been good at them.
Well, you get a little bored on the day-to-day. The minutiae of this job makes you bored.
Yeah. This is fun to me. So, not that I'm taking pleasure in... I mean, I'll tell you this. I get this a lot. Like, what do you want? All right, I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what I want. It's not a who I want. I'll tell you what I want. I want Ole Miss to hire a home run hire who comes in and for 3 to 4 years kicks ass. And then he leaves. I want that dude to leave for like an NFL gig or one of the elite jobs, and then we get to do it again. If you're asking me what's best for my business, what would I like, that's what I would like. Now, that's probably not what the fan base wants, but I'm not part of a fan base.
Well, but that's not a bad deal for the fan base either. Get a dude. Let him win. Let him go somewhere else. Get the next guy. Let him win. Go somewhere else. All right.
Let me do this about 3 times.
And people like new.
And then I'll skate off into the sunset.
People like shiny. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
People get a little bored. No matter... There is a set... year, number of years for any coach. I mean, unless you're Dabo or Nick, you're just going to the dang playoff every year. Otherwise, you get tired of familiar.
Yeah, look at Auburn and Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, it's all right. He's winning. Fine, but, I'm tired of him.
9-3.
They want a new toy.
Yeah.
They want somebody else to gripe at.
He's 9-3 and beat Alabama, and they're like, it's just been there too long.
I don't know exactly why my brother wants Graham Harrell, but he is fully on the Graham Harrell train. Graham Harrell.
I get it. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Yeah, sure.
Because along those lines.
All right.
I talked to a lot of people yesterday.
Okay.
They rave about Will Healy.
Okay.
Sometimes without even being prompted. Oh, he's a rock star, man. That dude's going to be a superstar. I'm like, really? Why? He just is. He got it.
Whatever it is.
Great recruiter, great communicator, turns it around fast. Look what he did it at, where was he before?
Austin Peay.
Yeah, look what he did at Austin Peay. All that stuff. People just rave about him. He was a quarterback at Richmond for Dave Clawson. Clawson raves about him, blah, 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 on and on. Everybody raves about the guy. He's young. And then on the flip side, you get people that rave about Bill Clark to the point where I almost called you last night, but I knew it was your birthday and I didn't want to interfere. Almost called you to say, hey, do we need to add Bill Clark? Because his name keeps coming up in conversations, probably to the point that we need to add Bill Clark. But Bill Clark's 60.
That doesn't feel right for this situation for Ole Miss. That's why, frankly, even Willie Fritz is kind of meh. A little bit. Yeah,
Fritz is 59.
Yeah.
And then someone made a good point. Well, Ole Miss hired a 59-year-old basketball coach, and it's kind of worked.
Yeah. I get it.
I get it.
Not ruling it out, but eh.
I did point out a difference.
Okay.
Ole Miss hired a 59-year-old basketball coach. I guess he was 58 at the time.
He was 58 at the time. Yeah. He goes his first season at 58.
Who had just... And I know his team didn't make the tournament that year because they came from a one-bid league and he got upset in the tournament quarterfinals. But they had dominated their league all year and kicked Ole Miss's ass. Willie Fritz didn't dominate this year. They went 6-6. Eh.
Done a good job.
Yeah, it's solid.
Took over a program that was struggling.
Here's Ole Miss's problem. Ole Miss needs a coach who's going to come, in my opinion... Ole Miss has to also think about the Carnival Barker portion of this. They got to get somebody fired who's going to fire them up and bring in a – they got to sell tickets. This can't just be, hey, let's go out and get – and to me, Bill Clark feels like that. Like, eh. Hey, it's Bill Clark, y'all. Anybody getting excited about Bill Clark?
I still lean more toward get the right dude, whomever the right dude is, and you'll get them back and you'll turn the thing around. But, I mean, you know, it's – you don't get a lot of time here. I mean, even this next guy is not going to get a lot of time. You get 3 years. That's what you're getting today.
Yeah.
As long as you're somewhat competent, you get 3 years.
Yeah.
If you're a complete and utter train wreck like Chad Morris, you get 2 years. Otherwise, you get 3 years. So you better figure it out. You better figure it out pretty dang quickly.
Yeah.
You get one cycle through everybody, you know, at least everybody kind of going through a little bit.
Chad Morris alienated a lot of people in a short period
takes
of time.
It takes some talent to get canned in less than two seasons. I mean, Ed Orgeron got three.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes.
And almost got a fourth.
Almost got a fourth.
Matt Luke got
three.
Two.
Yeah, but you at least had a picture of it.
You did.
You had a picture of it. It's not, maybe it's not three, but it's not two either. Something like that. So.
Larry Joe, he says, I'm stoked for Bill Clark .. to read to my grandmother at the library.
I'm just going to throw this out here. We haven't done this. I did not ask this question over a 3-hour hand raise, guys, okay. on Sunday night. By the way, you can go back, you can watch that, or you can listen to it in podcast form. It's up.
I prefer that you watch it, but go ahead.
Whatever. So. Do you have to at least consider offensive strategy because of one certain ninth grade recruit that would be coming along before your tenure is over?
Okay. We're thinking about.
I'm just curious.
We're thinking about.
It's not the time to go run the wishbone.
No, you want to run a pro style. Or you want to run some variation of an NFL-looking spread.
Yeah, pro style has changed. Pro style is no longer, hey, I'm going to drop back and I'm going to throw the football from under center and all that. Yeah, pro style means whatever the NFL's doing. Do that.
Yeah, don't run something that nobody in the league's running.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Don't try to be the Ravens, who are brilliantly utilizing Lamar Jackson.
Because they got a dude.
But there aren't Lamar Jacksons growing on trees. Am I considering? Okay, here's the best way to answer that.
Sure.
Am I thinking specifically about Arch Manning? And I apologize for putting this sort of pressure on a 15-year-old boy. No. Am I thinking about kids like Arch Manning?
Yeah.
Yes. That is who you sell to, ultimately.
I mean, look, this is much easier said than done. But, I mean, I'm reading from the live chat here. And this is kind of the point. I do feel like Ole Miss, we always talk about finding who you are and then be that person. I feel like Ole Miss needs to go offense here for some reason. I don't know why.
That's what most people are doing.
Yeah, I feel like you need to go offense here. All these teams, I mean, you know, Arkansas with Lane Kiffin to some extent, Missouri talking about Will Healy, Ole Miss talking about Mike Norvell or whomever. Everybody's looking for their Sean McVay. That's what everybody's doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Looking for that young guy that, hey, he's the dude. We're finding him before everybody else is finding him.
And that might be Graham Harrell.
Yeah.
See, that's what this is the funny part about this. God, I love coaching searches. I can just feel it coursing through my veins. What I love about coaching searches is this. It gives you an opportunity, if you do it right, to not only hire your guy, but figure out what's going on around the country. Because it's so easy. We made jokes about the Oxford bubble, which is a real thing. But it's easy to get, as an administrator, like let's say you're the AD at Ole Miss. You're Keith Carter. It's kind of easy to get into the Ole Miss bubble, mm-hmm. the SEC bubble. This gives you an opportunity to get out of both of those bubbles and go talk to some people. Get ideas. Talk to people. Get a sense of, all right, what's going on in the industry? What are the trends? Tell me your philosophy. Now, you get to listen to some people. You learn things if you do this right. Doing this in a jackhammer hurry so that you can get your guy is a mistake, typically. You want to talk to people. Get a feel for people. Learn some things. I think that's what Keith's going to do. I could be dead wrong. Keith's not talking. It's crickets out of there.
I do think there's a chance that Harrell is the Texas offensive coordinator if he doesn't get an NFL. I mean, get a major head coaching job.
I think it's probably likely.
Yeah. Yeah, but Texas fired like everybody yesterday. Tom Herman not exactly doing a great job.
But I'm not saying Graham Harrell is or is not on Ole Miss's list. I think we put him on our hot board because we wanted to.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Initial hot boards are 95% speculation, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Ours was a little better 80. Than that. But yeah.
80. There were some names we knew. There were some names we were just throwing out there. I'm going to be honest.
But, if Graham Harrell's Texas bound until you offer him a head coaching job.
Well, right, of course.
At which point he's not Texas bound.
He can go buy a red tie as quickly as he buys an orange tie.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it'd be all right. I mean,
young dude.
Yeah. No, Dylan's been on him for a while.
He's really good. I mean, look what they did at USC this year with all sorts of quarterback issues. If you're an Arch Manning, not Arch Manning, again, I apologize to the 15-year-old Arch Manning out there, but if you're an Arch Manning or a wide receiver, Graham Harrell's the coach, you're listening. You're listening. I didn't like what Ole Miss was doing offensively. I said that. I thought it was going to be difficult to recruit to. Got yelled at a lot, but.
The chick is the more appropriate meal from Crystal versus a nugget for an adult. It's like nuggets are a kid's food.
Okay.
You don't agree?
I don't know.
Do you eat nuggets?
I just love Crystal.
Well, yeah, that's not my point. I'm talking about menu items at Crystal.
Just love it all.
When was the last time you had a chicken nugget? When you were 8?
No. When I was fat.
But you'd rather have a strip than a nugget? The strip is the more appropriate adult food.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Is that fair?
Yeah,
but it's kind of like dousing ketchup on everything. It's a kid's thing.
I think you're overthinking this, but sure.
I'm just saying. Look, I'm in a weird mood today.
I want fair to talk enough. About nuggets. That's good enough.
Hey,
do what you got to do.
All right.
Whatever gets you through this life, man. I mean, whatever. Whatever makes you happy.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. Scholarly, Neil. We're going to talk about Keith Carter in a second. Before we do that, I'll tell you about Master Cuts Lawn and Landscape, premium lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, but a lot more as well, including custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces, prepared patios, forestry mulching, and much more. Patch your dream backyard easier than you think with Master Cuts. That's 662-607-7773 or go mastercuts.com.
The Ole Miss Men's Hoops team, not hoop, because they have hoops, plural. Back on Craddock Court tonight at 6 for a pivotal non-conference showdown with number 24, Butler. Tickets start at just $10, can be purchased at olemisstix.com. The 2019 Men's Hoops SEC Mini Plan is on sale now. For just $175, receive a ticket to all 9 SEC home games this season in the pavilion. Visit olemisstix.com and get your SEC Mini Plan for just $175. And calling all Jackson area Rebels, join the men's hoops team in the Mississippi Coliseum on Saturday, December the 21st, 1 p.m. as they take on Southeastern Louisiana. Skip the lines. Pre-order your tickets now by visiting olemisstix.com. And the Ole Miss men's hoops team returns to Craddock Court Saturday, 1 p.m. for the return of Coach Rod Barnes to Oxford. The first 1,000 fans will receive Rod Squad shirts courtesy of the Ole Miss Law School. Tickets start at just $10, can be purchased at olemisstix.com. If you need a gift idea for your kids this holiday season, the Oxford Park Commission recommends signing up for the 2020 spring soccer season. If you played with them in the fall, you can rejoin your team for just $25. The cost for new registration is $50. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 15. The deadline to sign up is December the 22nd. For more information, visit oxfordparkcommission.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Dead Soxy, where it is transition time. After their biggest sale ever, they've gone back to the drawing board to bring you new offerings for Christmas. Don't worry, they won't be forming any committees or doing national searches. They already have this in the bag. Enjoy 30% off all your orders with promo code REBELGROVE and make sure to get the stocking stuffer he or she will love. 30% off all items, including already deep discounted sale items. As always, stay soxy. It is now officially December. Christmas is sneaking up on us, and our friends at Blue Delta have you covered. For a limited time, Blue Delta is offering gift cards for their bespoke raw denim jeans for $100 off. This is a great way to treat your friends and family with a great Mississippi-made product for the holidays. Drop by the Oxford Studio to purchase or get in touch with Blue Delta on their social media or at info@bluedeltajeans.com to have a gift card mailed to you. As always, Blue Delta is on the road this week. San Diego, San Jose, Asheville, Nashville, Dallas. Give Blue Delta a shout while you're in there in your area. Get fitted for your own custom jeans. Also, we'll have picks up on Thursday. This is the latest I have ever been in first place. It's a three-way tie for first place, but it's first place nonetheless. We would be hanging banners. Those picks will be up on Thursday. They are brought to you by Southern Craft Stove and Tap, located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. Southern Craft Stove and Tap places an emphasis on food and atmosphere, mixing the quality of fine dining with the come-as-you-are environment. Featuring 30 craft beers, offering a high-quality selection of cuisine and libations, Southern Craft Stove and Tap has you covered for any occasion, lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. You can also have your favorites catered out. Catering orders placed online currently receive $25 off any order totaling $100 or more. So avoid the chaos of parking on the square. Head over, experience carefully crafted dishes with your favorite Southern ingredients. Southern Craft Stove and Tap, Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford.
Podcast is brought to you by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga, one of the oldest mortgage companies in the Southeast. Now, underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. They're getting local underwriting that understands your market, a leader in condo financing in Oxford, the float down option. And with rates as low as they've been in about 2 years, good time to talk to Jason. That's 662 234 2704 or JLOWE at Community MTG.com. So, Keith Carter at a press conference around 11 o'clock yesterday morning. And a lot of people watched it on the message board. I've seen a lot of positive reaction. He avoided platitudes for the most part. He answered questions. He tried
hard-hitting questions.
Tried to bring some levity to things.
I played high school football.
You did?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Yeah,
I played high school football.
But were you a part of two mid-season coaching changes?
No, I played for
This was not a mid-season coaching change either, so I'm not really sure. Well, no, he admitted that was not relevant to the question, actually.
Yeah, relevance to questions. I mean, it's immaterial. I played for
just wanted everybody to know.
I played for a legend. I played for Chick Childress in Louisiana near the end of his coaching career.
Did you?
No changes in the middle of the year.
Wasn't Billy Kennard or John Vault. But,
No. No, of course not. You know, but the two coaches after Chick Childress struggled.
Did they?
They did. And so,
which is also relevant here, right?
Yeah, it's very relevant to what we're talking about now. I believe in relevant questions. Okay. Also, I believe in asking a question 1 minute after that question has already been answered.
Oh, that happened a couple times yesterday too, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think somebody asked for the mic, and my God, we're going to ask that question, no matter if that's the same exact question that was just asked a second ago, I think. I think that's what happens, but
yeah,
I have to ask my question.
I thought it was very important that we ask a barrage of recruiting questions on a day that we're talking about a coaching search. I thought that was important.
There were a couple moments where you could look at Keith and think, he really wants to go, oh, forgot.
Someone said, how did he not roll his eyes? I'm like, oh, everybody in the front was rolling their eyes for him.
So the interesting question and answer yesterday, I thought, was a couple. But one, what changed over the last 2 weeks is, look, Keith did not think a change was possible. Keith gave a vote of confidence, if you will, to Matt Luke in his introductory press conference, said we're moving forward, we're trying to get our fifth win. One of the saddest sentences in the history of the world from a SEC football program. But, I mean, it was. I mean, we're trying to get our fifth win. Okay, yeah, great. Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. But it says here, what changed over the last 2 weeks? I'll just read the full quote because I thought it was interesting. Carter says, quote, as we looked in the last couple of days since the Egg Bowl, we try to get away from the egg because it's obviously a very emotional night for a lot of reasons. We try to look at the totality of the program. Just coming back was when we could see some progress in some areas and been competitive on the field in most games this year. It just felt like the apathy for the program and the lack of support was going to be hard to overcome. Going into next year with the schedule built the way it is, it just didn't feel like even if we got to 5, 6, or 7 wins, that was going to be enough to get people back and over the hump. We felt like making a change now was important so we could interject new life and energy into the program. He is avoiding what we've been talking about for weeks, which is you start 2-5, you start whatever, you don't win any of those games, then you go 3-2, 4-1 down the stretch, you beat somebody, you do something, and you look up and go, where are we? What have we really done? Nobody's still really in, and you go, eh. You got to make some stupidly hard decision at 6-6, at 5-7, maybe even 7-5, depending on how things roll through. And instead, what he's setting up now is a new coach can go into this thing in the first 7 weeks, take a bunch of free shots. If you win one, you're Newt Rockne, and if you don't, that's somebody else's fault. I just got into this thing. The Baylor game no longer has importance to this level at all. And if this dude goes 4-1 down the stretch, hey, now you're cooking with gas. Now it looks like you're moving things in the right direction. I mean, from a perception standpoint, this thing has taken a 180 in 48 hours.
No doubt. Now, there's a risk. There's risk in these things. Here's the risk. Not trying to pour the cold water because I'm
sure
I'm not. Just talking through it. The risk is that your search doesn't go well, that you get well into week 2 of a search. There's a December 17th signing date looming. You get well into week 2 of a search. You get panicky. You end up making a hire that does nothing to get anyone excited, that doesn't really catapult your program forward. A recruiting class falls apart, and you took a step back. Do I think that's going to happen? I don't. That's the risk. Here's what happened over the weekend. Two things, my opinion. One, they lost the game. Three things, they lost the game. I think of the three things, this is the least important. Because I think, I'll give you a play. Let's say that 4th-25 that Ole Miss converted goes like most 4th-25s, and they don't get it. Right? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
4th-25 doesn't get converted. They lose 21-14?
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Moore doesn't happen. All that stuff. I still think Matt Luke's the coach today.
That's my guess.
What I think happened was a couple of things. the Elijah Moore thing happened, made him a national laughingstock for a couple days. Then the quarterback thing happened in conjunction, and I think there was a sense of, fairly or not, well, the program has no discipline, and they don't know what direction they're going. And then the money started happening. And I know Keith said yesterday there wasn't money and stuff, but I think we're talking semantics right now. There absolutely was money. Stuff happened money-wise, alumni-wise. Otherwise, Keith wouldn't have sent Matt Luke out on the road on Sunday morning to go recruit. He would have fired him on Sunday
morning. I mean, if there... You'd have to grade it really, really hard. That was the only answer yesterday where I went, okay. I mean, you know what I mean? You give the break. It's not the end of the world. We're not going to focus on it. But I did think, well, I mean, come on, something.
Yeah.
Logically.
I don't think you wanted to say it. And that's okay. I get it. We won't add Shula to the hot board until...
At least next week. I mean, it's way down the list. You got to get through a couple guys first. Not
easily one of the funniest days. One of the funniest days.
Well, we weren't completely sober when we did that.
We weren't even close to sober.
It was like 1 a.m. and
I was like, "Hey, I'm going to do this," and you're like, "Are you really?" I'm like, "Yeah, we're really going to do this."
We've had that conversation 10 times over the course of the 10 years of, "Hey, we're doing this. We're really doing this." Okay, great.
You called me that next morning, woke me up. Did you see it? I'm like, "No, man, I just woke up." Oh, it's on the front page.
We were going to the golf course because you were practicing for the thing. I was meeting you out at the golf course later in the day to go to the range for that stupid golf thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's where that was. The answer that, I mean, all jokes aside, he was set up for the answer that made people the most happy yesterday by the person in question we were making fun of a minutes ago, is essentially the importance of Mississippi ties in the search, intimating that Mississippi ties were very important is the way
very
I read
important.
That. And he said the goal is to get the best coach, is what Keith said.
His answer diplomatically was no.
Yeah. If he happens to have them, sure, that's one of the positives, but no.
And if I'm an Ole Miss fan?
Just want the best coach.
If I'm an Ole Miss fan, that was the like you said, that was the answer that I went, oh, thank God. Whew.
It's not number two on the profile as we move forward.
It's not even on the profile. He said it doesn't matter. It'd be nice, I guess. I mean, if that makes you happy, Harry. But no. We're going to hire somebody who knows what they're doing.
Would you read into the question about, was asked about any financial limitations, and the quote was, there are always limitations, but we'll be very competitive. We'll go out and find the best coach. We'll need to do whatever we need to do financially to get that coach.
Liked it. If I were an Ole Miss fan yesterday, pleased me. I liked the answers. Keith's very comfortable. I said this all along. I think Keith's going to do a good job. I've always thought Keith would do a good job. I just thought that the optics weren't going to work in his favor. And
they've repaired the optics quickly.
Well, he's a strong hire away from being the most popular AD at Ole Miss in a hell of a long time within like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, he's got to get it right. Not done yet. And announcing you're having a search is the easiest part of the search. You got to get it done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You have a honeymoon period a little bit in a search.
Yeah, and you're not swimming in calm waters. And let's get ahead of this for a minute, because this could come up over the course of a week. This is also the week or two that Jimmy Sexton gets vilified. Jimmy Sexton's job, plainly, is to get the very best deal he can for his clients. Jimmy Sexton steers his clients. He recommends his clients. But his clients do absolutely possess the ability to say no.
Of course.
They do. So this myth that Jimmy Sexton is going to prevent a coach from taking the Ole Miss job is just that. It's a myth. It's not true. Jimmy Sexton did not prevent Willie Taggart from taking the Ole Miss job 2 years ago. What Jimmy Sexton did was inform Willie Taggart, hey, if you'll hang tight, Florida State's coming open. Jimbo's going to go to Texas A&M. That job's going to come open, and I think I can get it for you. And Willie Taggart said, well, that's my dream job.
Ask it this way. I'll let you potentially just shoot this down, but I know there's going to be people in live chat or listen to the podcast that have it this way. Jimmy has so many clients, has so many people to place and whatever. Do you think Jimmy tries to put a puzzle together? This guy could go here, which means this guy could go here, and manipulate it, not necessarily against Ole Miss or any school, but in a way to benefit the largest number of clients and jobs. That maybe maybe that's not the best job for that school, but it gets a guy here and moves this guy here and kind of puts his entire puzzle together.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure. And your job as an AD.
They say the goal there then moves back to the strong AD going,
right.
Hey, this guy.
Your job as the AD is to say, nope, that's not what I want to do. This is, I want to talk about this guy. This is what I want to do. So when you get mutilated at the end of a search, well, that's on you. There was no gun put to anyone's head that said, you must do this. And I know coaches for a fact have told Jimmy, no, I want you to get me here.
Yeah, you didn't have to give Matt Luke three whatever.
I mean, Jimmy Sexton is not the only agent out there, by the way. There are other agents, and they're doing the exact same thing. Their goal is to represent their client to the best of their ability.
Mm-hmm.
There is no morality to it. You want to get your client the best deal possible.
It's 100% numbers based. That's it.
Well, because you look at like what happened to Chad Morris.
Yeah.
Look at what happened to Matt Luke. Look what happened to Willie Taggart, who a few years ago was the hottest name in the world. You want to say, hey, let's get as much as we can in case coaching happens. I'll give you an example. Barry Odom's out of a gig today. Look at all the close games that Barry Odom lost. Remember last year? They had that awful call at the end of their Kentucky game where Kentucky basically got an extra play and they lost. If they win that game, they go to a better bowl game. If they win that bowl game, it's a 10-win season. If that happens, you change one play. Barry Odom's still the coach at Missouri today. So if you're an agent, you want to get all you can get for your client. Best fit, most money, biggest buyout, all that stuff. Just in case. And that's why these things don't happen overnight. These things aren't boom, boom, boom. Nope, you're listening. And if you're an AD, you're talking to a lot of people. And if you're an agent with a hot coach, if you're Mike Norvell, you're not in a hurry today. You got time. Now, once Saturday's game's over, you're in a hurry. Got to hustle.
Well, yeah, that's when you got to move. That's when you're officially on the clock at that point, because there's no hindrance coming from anywhere at that.
Yeah.
At that point.
And if you're a coach, you want to talk. Like if you're Mike Norvell today, number one, you want to win the game Saturday. It's best for you to win the game Saturday. So there is a lot of focus on getting ready for Cincinnati again.
Of course, yeah.
But in your spare time, and yes, you absolutely have some spare time, you do want to say, okay, well, let's talk about fit. Mm-hmm. Let me look at the rosters. Show me what's the assistant pool. Who could I get at these places? And frankly, this is where some of the leaks start to happen. Yeah. But it's also where some of the leaks get wrong. Because if you told me today that Mike Norvell is doing three things, I'd buy it. Putting together a staff at Florida State. Putting together a staff for Ole Miss that is not the exact same as the one at Florida State. And then also negotiating with Memphis to say, hey, let me ask you a question. You like me, right? I'm doing good, right? What if, just kicks and giggles, you could get me to 3.5 and I'll sign an extension, but now that I've got you in the corner, here's what I want. I want my buyout to leave to go to a better program to drop, and I want my buyout for you to fire me to skyrocket. Cool? And right now, Memphis might go, you know what?
Just okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to keep you for another year or two. All right. We'll just...
Because Memphis on Saturday, let's say Memphis wins. They're going to sell out the Liberty Bowl Saturday.
Of course, yeah.
Let's say Memphis wins. They beat Cincinnati again, and they win the AAC, and they wrap up a bid to what appears to be the Cotton Bowl. You don't think Memphis is going to be a little emotional, do you? a little excited. Mike Norvell goes, okay, so here's what I want. Because maybe Mike Norvell sits there and says, okay, if I stay here one more year and we win again, I can get the Texas job. I can get the
whatever
job. Yeah. Maybe he's, I mean, because that's another thing that his agent is doing, is looking down the road at these are the jobs that I think might open in a year.
Not good pod. Can I get your power cord? I forgot mine and my computer is going to die, which would not be a very good
thing.
Oh, you
need my computer power cord?
Yes, I need a computer power cord or we are not going to be able to finish the podcast. Apparently, this program that we use and all these cameras and things, they run a lot of power. I was fully charged when I walked in here and my red thing just came on. It's not ideal.
I'm here to help. Just don't leave with it.
I'm not leaving with it. Got a full day. I'm not going to unplug it. You think you're going to need it?
Pretty sure. I'm taping two other podcasts today. Got a lot of stuff going on.
What podcast are you taping today?
Mind on My Money. You got wrong spot. Wrong. There you go.
Better.
Started to make a joke, but okay, it would have been off color.
No, I don't. All right, it's a good time to take a break. Tell you that with flu season going on in Oxford, check out Tyson Drugs and GNM Pharmacy because they have flu vaccines available. $0 copay on most insurance plans. Don't have to wait in line or anything. Look at you out as quickly and painlessly as possible right there with Holly Springs on the square with Tyson Drugs and GNM South Lamar in Oxford, 662-236-2222.
I told you we'd be taping a Mind on My Money podcast. We will be doing that later this morning. It's brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust based in Madison, Mississippi. They represent clients in multiple states. They have advisors in multiple states as well. What they do is they provide specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. They treat investing like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. To learn more, go to pintrust.com, pinntrust.com. Mention that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. Get 10% off your first year's fee. I have a mailbag out tomorrow. It is brought to you by the Westin Jackson. It's a Marriott property in downtown Jackson. It's home to Soul Spa. It's also home to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro. You should check it out. It's an absolutely beautiful property. We love it. You will too. It's the Westin Jackson in downtown Jackson. If you're thinking about a summer vacation already, get in touch with John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. Whether it's a golf trip with the guys, an anniversary trip, a beach trip, you want to go to Florida, the Caribbean, Scotland, Ireland, I don't know, wherever. Get in touch with John. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows him to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits, simply not available to other travelers. What you do is you give him a call, 901-494-3387. Send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. Give him some parameters. Give him a budget. He'll give you options. And no, you don't have to live near Memphis to take advantage of his services. First-time clients will save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, that's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned vehicles. Great lease deals as well. It's Grenada Nissan, located just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi. GrenadaNissanUSA.com. Also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry's an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. Been in Oxford more than four decades. He's also a big part of Savannah Square. It's a nine-acre development, seven-tenths of a mile from the Oxford downtown square. What you do is get in touch with Harry. Go to SavannahSquareOxford.com. Get in touch with Harry, 662-801-5621. Check out the model home. Check out the William Street home and all the different homes that are in different stages of development. If you're thinking about moving to Oxford, retiring to Oxford, you should check out Savannah Square, Oxford. And last but not least, we're brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB is home to Kasasa, the absolute best cash checking account. With Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000, refund ATM fees nationwide. They also offer online bill pay and mobile check deposit using its online app. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxford, bankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
The last few days, you've had the Oxford Downtown Christmas Parade. You've had the tree lighting and more, but still plenty to do this December in Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com for more information. Elf Scavenger Hunt, Holiday Village, and much, much more. So again, pop up OxfordMS.com. Visit OxfordMS.com. So, just kind of looking here. Sorry, a couple things going on a little bit coaching search-wise this morning that are distracting me, but it's okay. We'll power through this last bit of a segment here. At this point, which of these schools – do you think that Ole Miss is being directly impacted by any of the other openings at the moment?
I don't know. Potentially. Potentially not. I don't know. That's not a cop-out answer. I mean, let's
do it this way. If the football god came down and said, hey, I'll tell you one of the other schools and who they're hiring, which one would you most like to know that would help you in this search?
Florida State.
That's with Norvell.
Yes. Or Arkansas with Kiffin. Or Missouri with Healy.
I think all this is...
Yeah. They're all fishing in the same pond, I think.
Yeah, unless Florida State hits one of their home runs, which they have not shown the ability to do at the moment.
I don't buy that. That James Franklin thing smells.
Franklin, Stoops,
Franklin
Campbell.
Smells to me like Franklin is saying, hey, I'm trying to lock up a really good deal here at Penn State that's even better than the one that I've got. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use Florida State as a little leverage here.
Yeah.
Smart.
It's a good enough gig to free pick Penn State out a little bit. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Because frankly, it's time for him to kind of get over the hump at Penn State. You know, I mean, he's been good. He's been dang good.
Someone mentions Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly's name's come up there. I don't think it's real. I can tell you who Notre Dame hires if Brian Kelly leaves. They hire Luke Fickle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, done.
You feel good about that one?
Yeah. It's another reason that Luke Fickle's going to, he's willing to hang tight at Cincinnati for a little while. He knows that Notre Dame's going to open up, and as long as he doesn't get caught with a live girl or a dead boy, he's going to be all right. It's true.
I mean, I know. I've heard that phrase 1,000 times, but it still makes me laugh. I don't know why. Girl, not woman.
They might not even want a live woman at this point. Okay. They might just want to be careful.
Campbell waiting on Big Ten, big job, right?
That's what people say, but I've had people tell me that's not right. I don't know. Matt Campbell's really buttoned down. He's not a real open book. So no one really knows.
Do this. We've covered kind of most of this. It'll be something probably happened today. They'll give us plenty of podcast fodder for tomorrow. Ole Miss basketball tonight. Butler, 6 o'clock tip for that one. How big for Ole Miss?
Oh, it's big. It's big on a number of fronts. One, they need to play better. That Oklahoma State game was not a good look. And frankly, most of the Penn State game was not a good look.
Oh, well, half of it.
Well, more than half. I mean, they down 21 points. They got to quit digging these holes. And it finally burned them. I'd written about it a few times.
Well, they were doing it even against bad teams.
Yeah.
They looked like crap early against Western Michigan and Seattle and people like that.
They got to come out of the gate playing well. It's big. It's important. A win would be huge. Blake Henson said yesterday, you know, people get hung up on the point total, but a one-point loss hurts just as bad as a 37-point loss. He's right. They can come back and win today, and they're in great shape. Lose today, and the road to the tournament is a long one. But quite frankly, the way that this team is playing on the offensive end and in defensive transition right now, we need to quit talking about the tournament. Let's talk about the team.
So, it's kind of interesting. And now, look, Ole Miss's last game threw their metrics in all sorts of a mess, so don't take this overly serious at the moment. The sample sizes are still very small. Ole Miss opened as a 2-point favorite in this game. They were a 1.5-point favorite as of right now.
Really? Over
yeah,
Butler?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. The total is 130, so they're expecting a game somewhere in the mid-60s, it looks like. And though the odd shark projection projects Butler to win this game 75-62. But again, last game through analytics all into a mess.
I mean,
dude column let Ole Miss in points last game.
Yeah, I've watched Butler twice. And Ole Miss is going to have to play well. If Ole Miss doesn't play well, they're going to get pounded tonight. This team's really good. This team will contend for the Big East. This team is an NCAA tournament team. they don't really have any weaknesses. They're very sound. They're fundamentally coached. They're everything.
They are a huge test for Ole Miss's deficiencies that they can't seem to get over. You know what I mean? You have those same type of problems, and you will get run out of the gym tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ball movement and that type of thing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Going to get back in
transition. Pop, 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 you're done.
Yeah. And Kermit talked yesterday about how much they miss Luis Rodriguez. He's noticed it, miss his physicality, his big body. So people have to step up.
Butler 7-0 on the season. They've got they got Florida and Baylor the next two after Ole Miss.
The Bulldogs are not afraid to schedule.
No, they'll play pretty much anybody you want to play whenever you want to play them. It's what your brand is at this point. You had a ball in the air to win a national title a few years ago.
Yeah, and since then you've joined a big league and you're
there. You're
saying, hey, let's do it.
You're a team.
Let's play.
So no, big night for Ole Miss at the Pavilion tonight. Should be fun. To this point, they've beaten IUPUI, New Orleans, Minnesota, Wofford, Morehead State, Missouri, and the Stanford Cardinal. Missouri 63-52, 68-67 over the Cardinal. That looks like it was at home. They're only road games to this point. They have not had a road game to this point. They might have had a neutral site. I don't know about that, but there is no at on their schedule to this point.
Did you see where they've had some neutral sites? I don't think they've gone on the road. Did you see someone pulled up my column from 2 years ago?
I did. I did see that.
It was I went back and read it.
Still believe it?
Not only that, it was kind of ballsy on my part, wasn't it?
It was the day the other hire got made, so it got kind of cast aside quickly.
Yeah, but
you'd gotten more play out of it a day or two before.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of knew at that point it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I still buy it. I was told yesterday, is it okay if we go back to coaching search?
Yeah, we got like 2-3 minutes.
Okay. I was told yesterday that Arkansas, in their only deviation from the privacy of their search, intentionally floated Kiffin's name because they're legitimately interested in him, but they wanted to gauge the public.
Sure.
Why is it that you think after all this time, ADs are still scared? And I'm told Juracek has real cold feet on this Kiffin thing. Might still do it, but I was told that these reports...
Well, he hired Morris, right?
Yeah.
You get one more. If it doesn't go right, or the fan base revolts on you and doesn't give it a chance, you're done. In some ways, it's easy for the AD to go, hey, let me just hire the guy the fans want to hire, and that might save me a little bit. You see kind of the fortitude of an AD on how they handle some of those things.
It's what's going to be interesting, and this could end up applying to Ole Miss. This is not really about Arkansas as it is as much about just searches as a whole, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's fascinating to me about Arkansas is that the reaction from their fan base has been overwhelmingly positive. Like, oh, yeah, I'd get on Kiffin's corner. I'd get on the Lane train, all that stuff. People would be excited. They'd sell tickets. All of that stuff. Yet, he still catches himself going, man, you know, this guy's got baggage, and I don't know, and what happens if? And there's this, you can already see the wheels turning up there that, man, they might go conservative. Although they did go interview Mike Leach last night.
I'll throw a flyer. How's it going? It's just jet fuel. Be all right.
Just an interesting deal. And I wonder if Keith Carter...
It's all just money.
Like, Keith feels like a conservative guy.
Yeah.
I don't know Keith particularly well yet. I like him, but he and I don't... We've never really, like, talked about families or anything like that. He doesn't feel like the big risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his first one, and it kind of got thrown on him. And I actually think this is, like, early in the count. He can swing for a home run real quick.
Yeah. No, I agree. Big plenty at Rebel Grove as we move forward today. There's already a coach search thread. The Chicks up on the site at rebelgrove.com. We'll have plenty more of a podcast tomorrow. And then if anything crazy happens, whenever that is, we'll have hand-raised guys and takes calls and all that good stuff as well. So appreciate the early start with you guys this morning for hanging out. And we will talk to you again tomorrow.